Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, precious saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are starting a new series today. It is entitled, Jesus Goes and the Revival Spreads to Samaria. We've been talking about revival for the past couple of weeks, and you might be asking, what is a revival? Well, a revival, a short definition for revival, or a revival of religion, a short definition is a visitation of God. When God decides to come among the sons of Adam and Eve, the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, and give them spiritual life. The sons of Adam and Eve, according to Scripture, according to the Bible, find themselves dead in trespasses and sins. But when God decides in today's broadcast with a song entitled Woman at the Well. It's a contemporary song. It's sung by a young lady by the name of Olivia Lane. It's a beautiful song. And it highlights the main character of John chapter 4, which is a woman of Samaria who is empty on the inside. She has a big hole in her heart, a major spiritual vacuum in her being. And Jesus meets her at the well, the woman at the well. This is how revival starts. Revival starts when Jesus comes to a hamlet, when Jesus decides to come to a town, when Jesus decides to come to a city, and he begins by impacting, by changing one heart at a time. So the song is entitled Woman at the Well. It's sung by Olivia Lane, and I hope and pray it'll minister to you, and I'll be back right after this song.
Her story from the Bible. Another story. One that the preacher man
beautiful line in the song, I'm just a broken-hearted woman who met the Savior of the world. Let's read John chapter 4, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy and precious word. When therefore the Lord knew again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. We discover in these verses that the ministry of Jesus is exploding. Jesus is experiencing great success. The visitation of God is well underway. God is moving through his son Jesus. There is actually a verifiable move of God. So much so that if you were to compare the ministry of Jesus and John the Baptist, there's no comparison. Jesus was making more disciples. Jesus was baptizing more people, his disciples, than John ever did. That's an amazing statement. And now the Pharisees are hot on Jesus' trail. The Pharisees are the ancient enemies of Christ, and they're in pursuit of Jesus. But Jesus will be hard to arrest. Jesus will be hard to stop, because you can't stop a move of God. You can't stop a visitation of God. Revivals of religion, they jump from one location to another. When the enemies of the church decide to quench a revival in one area, God just moves it. Pharisees are about to oppose him, and he decides to move the revival from Judea to Galilee. But that is not his ultimate stop. He wants to take it to Samaria. And the interesting phrase in verse 4 is, it says, and he must needs go through Samaria. What does that even mean? Well, if we were to put it in today's English, it means Jesus found it necessary to take the move of God to the city of Samaria. Why the city of Samaria, you ask? Well, God is seeking and saving those who are lost. Think about Hodgeville, New York needs a visitation of God. There are so many people in Hodgeville, New York that are spiritually broken, without hope. They have no inspiration. Many have given up on living. And you just don't find that in Dodgeville, New York. You'll find that in Utica, New York. You'll find that in Herkimer. You will find that in Oneonta. You will find that in Albany. You will find that in Plattsburgh. You will find that in Kingston, New York. Throughout this entire state, and the adjacent states, and all throughout the United States, and even across the world, so many people are living, but they are spiritually dead, cut off from any relationship from God. And notice what Jesus said. He made this statement, the Son of Man, and of course he's referring to himself, the Son of Man has come. Where did he come from? Well, he came from heaven. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. How many people do you know and I know that have lost their way? A woman who is unfulfilled, spiritually lost. She needs answers. And only has them. She's been seeking for answers in all the wrong places. But Jesus makes a stop at Samaria to meet her need. It says here in verse 4, Jesus found it. He found it necessary. He found it most necessary. He found it inevitable that he had to go to Samaria to meet one woman who was in desperate need of God. How many women do you know in your family who are in need of God? How many men do you know in your family that are in need of God? How many young people in your family do you know? How many children? All mankind, every son and daughter of Adam and Eve is in need of God. And this is why we're praying for a visitation. We're praying that Jesus would meet that this woman had. And we're praying for a visitation. We're praying that Jesus would meet the spiritual needs of all the people you know and that I know who need answers, who need God to rescue them, who need for God to show up in their life in this moment and in this hour because they are at the crossroads. They don't know to go left or to go right. They're so confused in this confusing world. And none of the talking heads on television and on radio, none of the people, the self-help people, have given them answers. They've sought answers. They've read books. They've read magazines. They've been seeking answers. They've been going to psychiatrists and psychologists seeking answers to life. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is on the way. To a man listening to me right now and to a sister, a woman listening to me right now and a young person listening to me right now, I'm here to tell you Jesus is on the way to meet you. Jesus is going to your Samaria. You just hold on. You just wait there. Sit there where you are. And watch Jesus come your way. We'll be back tomorrow as we develop this chapter and as we go through the text. And we want to see what the interaction between Jesus and the woman at the well was like and how Jesus met her need. I have another song I want to play, as I always do at the close of every broadcast. The song is entitled, Fill My Cup, Lord. This is a beautiful song. Listen to the words. Take them to heart. And I'll see you back here again tomorrow as we continue to talk about Jesus coming to Samaria.